This is the G's Rural Life Podcast, a husband and wife living their rural life in northern Colorado with their two crazy pups.
And we're here to talk about real life stuff.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
How are you?
Full and tired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melting pot was good to you?
Yes. Very filling.
So I was thinking this week, one of the questions we get asked a lot on Facebook is...
On Facebook.
Or Instagram.
One of the questions we get asked, period.
Is, how's our relationship so awesome? Why is that?
Well, you're asking me how it's supposed to go. Yeah. I don't know.
Because we're awesome people? Or
I don't know why. Maybe because our face... with obstacles and we overcome them? I don't know.
We have a lot of obstacles. We started off with obstacles.
Yeah. So anywho, we're starting this kind of weird, but really, Alice.
Bone down.
Yeah, we constantly get asked why or how or our relationship's so great or whatever. And granted, a lot of it is on social media, but I would say that it still is pretty much on point. On or off social media. Like, we still bicker and shit, but, you know, who doesn't?
I love when we bicker in the supermarket. That's my favorite. I'm like, walking down the baked goods aisle, having an argument about baking soda and baking powder. And it's like, you know what? I want a divorce. No, fuck you. I want a divorce.
Baking soda and then baking like powder, we've never had an argument about
that. I was being, like, just a random situation.
We've argued about types of, like,
but
this
just
type
the,
of cream
the
cheese.
The shit we say. And then all of a sudden it ends up with, I want a divorce. And then the look on the person in the aisle's face is like, oh, shit. Like, I just witnessed a marriage breakup. Get to the next aisle, we're laughing our asses off.
Excuse me. Hopefully no one heard that. Stop. That really hurts my knee when you do that. Okay. So, I was watching a video on Facebook the other day. And it was like one of those fancy people that do like conventions and stuff like that. And in the whatchamacallit, whatever this was, convention, they said in the first 2 years, more often than not, people fight the most. But if they like overcome the fighting, blah, 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 they build the strongest relationships.
Yeah, it's like I told you at dinner, you fight the most in the first 2 years, you just get all the bullshit out of the way.
Not everybody does, though.
I know, I'm just saying if you do. Like, you just get all the bullshit out of the way.
Yeah, but I would say that I would agree that the first, I don't know, first 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, first 2 years of marriage was the hardest, or a relationship.
Oh.
That's helpful.
I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
No, of ours, jackass.
Oh, that's probably the first 2 years of the relationship.
I don't know. No, because we were married. That's fucked up. How does that work?
First 3 years?
No, we'll just say...
2 years of marriage.
We'll just say the first 2 years.
Whatever.
Like, the first part of our relationship was rocky. And then, I mean, it wasn't like... It wasn't terrible, but it definitely had its spots.
It was rocky. It wasn't Balboa, but it was rocky.
There's literally going to be no podcasting this with you.
Why?
Because you just like, oh no. And then you come up with the stupidest shit like that.
But like 95% of our listeners are going to be like, oh, Rocky Balboa. I know that.
Okay. Well, fuck you. I don't care. Yeah. First 2 years of our relationship / marriage. Stop biting the mic because we got married.
2015.
Yeah. Were we? We were a year in then. Mm. So we were like a year and a couple months in then. Yeah. So our relationship's weird. I don't know.
Whose relationship isn't weird though?
Backstory. We got married 6 months or we got engaged 6 months into.
Yeah. But like
dating.
The backstory to that backstory is we were friends for a really long time.
I know,
that.
But it's still weird.
It's not really. I don't know. I don't necessarily think it's weird.
I'm not saying it's like.
It's like that Jurassic 5 song I was listening to and I was taking a shower earlier. The best partner is your best friend.
Yeah, I'm not arguing this. I'm just saying it's
you
like
you just have
weird.
To make the plunge.
Okay.
We made the plunge.
Podcasting this with you is going to be so hard. Okay.
We can restart if you want to.
No, we made the plunge. Anywho, this is real life shit right here. So
same.
Stuff, excuse me. Real life stuff.
That is real life shit.
So yeah. Anyways, first years, we probably fought the most. Like, pretty intense fights. But we got over them pretty quickly.
It's because I'm dumb.
You're dumb?
Yeah.
Well, I was actually going to give you props because you were always the one that apologized.
Yeah, because usually...
Because I would give you the silent treatment for like a half hour and the kid would be like, I'm so sorry. I love you. Please don't leave me.
Like I said, but that's why I apologize because usually I was the one that was being dumb.
It's funny though.
I'm glad you find it fucking entertaining.
So yeah, anywho.
Anyways?
Anyways, what's the difference between anywho and anyways?
Well, it's not anywho. There's no who.
There's a who. There's me and you.
There's
who?
An
who. Me and you.
There's an axle growling in the growling in the hallway.
So yeah, I'd say the hardest part about our first 2 years was figuring our shit out. Like, how do I not be friends with you but date you? We're still friends, but how do I date you?
Well, I don't know. It was pretty easy for me.
This is hard.
It was easy for me.
Sure it was.
I mean, really, nothing really changed. I think the hardest thing for me, and you still give me shit about it.
Oh, God, I know.
To this day, is no longer me. It's us, and to include you and stuff.
I did not expect that to come out of your mouth.
Well, I think that was the hardest thing for me when we first started dating.
Yeah, it was more than just about you.
Yeah.
It still is just about you. Look at these, Mom. Mom, look at my celery. Mom, look at my onions. Mom, look at my. This is not mine. This is ours.
I'm like the fucking seagulls from Finding Nemo. Mine.
If anything, this is mine. I water them. I do all the work. Mine.
I planted them.
I love how it's like the female thing or whatever. What is mine?
What is mine is mine. What is yours is mine.
Yeah, I feel like it's reverse roles now.
Ain't nothing mine.
The most thing I take from you is your shirts.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I try to pick ones that you're not going to wear, okay?
You know, the shirt you're wearing today when you're mowing the goddamn lawn was a shirt that I was actually like actively looking for in the closet. Like, where the fuck is this shirt? Like, I have not worn this shirt yet. I've been at work all week long. And then I walk out the front door. And like I said, I got it all dadded up for you. I had my shorts on with my knee-high white socks. Yeah. Like, I was ready to do some dad shit today. And you're wearing the shirt I was looking for.
Kevin was ready to come mow the lawn after Corey had already pretty much done everything.
Yeah, I slept for 4 hours.
I'm just saying.
5 hours.
I'm just saying you were ready to do dad shit, even though dad shit was already done.
The front was done. Back wasn't done.
It was not done, but it did not get done because I was planning on watering it.
Yeah, so I still had dad shit to do.
So anywho. Kevin is going on tangents. Okay.
That's what I'm good at.
So another hard part of our relationship is we have an age difference. Not a lot of people know it.
Mm-hmm.
Most everyone actually has literally no idea until they're like, how old are you, Corey? And I'm like, 25 now.
Like I said,
I had to think about that again. Shit.
Because I'm dumb.
Because you're dumb? How does it relate to you being dumb?
Like.
Your maturity level is lower. No, people always have said that they think mine's higher.
Yeah, but like I think that's in comparatively speaking to my maturity level we're standing right next to each other.
No, it's not.
So like he's 33 and he acts like he's 10. She's 25 and acts like she's 40.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Old lady.
Ouch. We're eight years apart. A lot of people had problems with it. Like
people
a lot
that
of
shouldn't even fucking like have
it,
a problem.
It
with
shouldn't
it.
Even matter. My dad was fine with it, so y'all should fuck off.
Your dad was fucking like ecstatic.
My dad was like, "You should date this guy," and I was like, "Ew, why should I date him?"
Because your dad and I are fucking BFFs, yo.
You BFFs. You guys need like friendship bracelets.
We do. We need like those like little hearts that are like one person gets each half.
Or have you seen those bracelets that like they have the black with one white ball and then the white with one black ball, and they're supposed to be like when you're not together but you're still together.
You got blue balls?
No blue balls. Okay. Anyways, Kevin doesn't know what I'm talking about, but they're like distance bracelets or something. They're stupid.
I just love the fact that, like, I come around and no one else in the family matters. It's all about me.
True. Including me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't matter no more.
It's all about me.
No one matters but Kevin. It's cool. Dad, come on.
Whatever. I'm awesome.
So, anyways, this is coming from, this whole topic is coming from a rebuttal, I guess. Come on. A rebuttal. I listened to a podcast. It was called Masculinity and Being a Gentleman. In the podcast, the dude talked about that you shouldn't burp, fart, blah, 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 in front of your lady, and your lady shouldn't do it in front of you.
I'll still never forget the first time I, like, actually farted in front of you.
It was our first, like, we aren't even dating yet.
No, I just remember, like, getting up out of bed and just being
No. There's two times. So we went to the hockey game. That's when we weren't dating yet. And we get back to Kevin's house or Kevin's brother's house. And he's in his bedroom. He's standing on one side of the bed. And I'm standing on the other side of the bed. And I don't even know what we're doing. We're just, like, standing there. And Kevin's like, I got to fart. And I was like, do it. And he's like, whoop. And I was like,
at your parents' house.
No, that's the second one. Because the first one you ripped. And I was like, I don't know if I should have just said yes to that. Because it was so loud. And then I just, like, I laughed a little.
I guess I'll never forget the one at your parents' house where, like, I farted and, like, you weren't paying attention. You turned on, you're like, what? Like, straight up thought I said something to you.
Oh, that's a good one. I forgot about that one.
Like, I'm sorry. I don't give a shit about that. Like, girls poo too.
Yeah, but they say that if you hold your farts in, that you're going to die sooner.
Yeah, if you watch South Park, that's how you spontaneously combust.
But anywho, well, this is how the topic came up about blah, blah, blah. So, kind of like gender roles and, yeah, just all the good stuff. So, farting, everybody farts. Everybody burps. And you feel better when you do it. I mean, I know when I'm like, burp and burp, it feels fantastic.
It's debatable. Sometimes I fart and I don't feel better.
Oh, God. You can explain that.
No, we're just going to keep moving on.
Okay. But in this podcast, he's basically like, you never should stop dating. And I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. And we didn't discuss any of this beforehand, so Kevin may feel differently. But that you should never stop dating.
Yeah, I do feel that. We just had a hot date right before this.
Yeah, but we shouldn't. It's not like we date all the time.
No. But we still go on dates when we can. We just had a hot date tonight.
I don't think that means that you should never stop dating.
I trim my beard. I trim my mustache. I shave my head. I put on nice clothes and a collared shirt because we had a hot date tonight.
Okay, we had a hot date tonight, but that doesn't mean that we date continuously all the time, every night, every day, blah, 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 blah.
I'm sorry. I was laughing at myself. I'm like, we had a hot date tonight. Speaking of the subject, I farted on the way back to the truck, and then we proceeded to scare the shit out of a little kid when my truck started.
Oh, I wish we could show people that little look on his face like that.
Like, that was the epitome of, like, you look up the deer in headlights look in like a dictionary. It was that.
Well, he was like the whitest kid ever with these blue eyes, so it literally looked like a deer in headlights. Like, it was good.
Truck started, and he was just like, what? Sorry, off subject.
But yeah. we don't date all the time. We date when we can date. But for the most part, like,
I don't,
we're just not needy people.
Speak for yourself. No, I think a lot of that, though, is that it's not like so much going on date, but it's always, like, when you're in the process of dating, you're in the process of wooing, like, your partner. Wooing.
Wooing. You're in the process of wooing that motherfucker. How do you know that?
It's been a long day. Leave me alone. When you're in the process of wooing your SO, like, you kind of, like, you do stuff, like, you go out of your way for that person.
Yeah, you're trying to be like a little peacock. You're shaking your shit.
Yeah.
And be like, look at me. Look what I can do.
Like, you're trying to impress them. Yeah. Like, be something you're not.
But you shouldn't have to do that all the time.
No, but you shouldn't. But you still should. And, like, even in marriage, you should still take time to go out of your way for your partner.
Is that why you dance naked in front of me sometimes? Yeah. So, like, you're like peacocking
butt model for you every once in a while. No, but like I think like I that's what I get from that. It's not so much actually like physically going on dates.
No, it is. Like in this podcast, they explain like you should never stop having a date night, or and you should never stop.
Yeah, we have date nights.
Will you listen?
We make dinner.
And you should never stop putting little notes or buying flowers or gifts all the time. Or like, I don't know.
I don't buy you flowers anymore.
Maybe I'm, yeah, but I told you, like, I just don't see the point in
You know,
flowers.
I don't buy you flowers anymore. Because you know you got flowers before you got flowers.
What?
You control the fucking finances. Oh. I can't, like, sneak shit to you.
I don't check it that closely.
Shit.
I don't check it that closely.
Do not lie to me and say you don't check it that closely. Because there's been times where I've driven to work and I've stopped and gotten Chick-fil-A and I'm pulling out of Chick-fil-A and you're like, no. What the fuck? You want Chick-fil-A?
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah.
I don't check it that closely.
Uh-huh.
Like, I literally check it if I'm going to pay it, if I need to know how much I need to pay, or if it's payday. So it's like three times.
How do you know I go to Chick-fil-A?
I don't check it like right the second you fucking do it.
But every time I've ever gone Chick-fil-A without you, I'm like pulling away through the drive-thru.
You're being dramatic.
You got Chick-fil-A?
You're being dramatic.
You got Chick-fil-A?
He's being dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic.
You are being very dramatic.
Totally truthful.
No.
I will record it for our podcast audience next time it happens.
No. He's being dramatic.
Nope.
No, but basically it was like you, not me, you as a man should never stop bringing me flowers or doing this or doing that, or blah, 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 which I think is bullshit. You shouldn't have to do that.
Atlas dropped the mic on that one.
Good job, Atlas.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't. I think you do and you don't. Like, I think you
should.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nice, but it shouldn't be required every single week. You have to
required.
Do the same fucking thing.
Yeah. I think if you do it too much, though, it kind of gets to the point where, like, it becomes the expectation.
Yeah. So,
like, say I brought you flowers every Wednesday, and all of a sudden one Wednesday I'll bring you flowers, and like, what the fuck? It turns into a fight.
Who'd you give them to?
Yeah, like, it turns into a fight. But if you just randomly do it, like, on a non-special occasion, I think that speaks more for.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not saying that
the relationship then does, like, doing it on a
schedule.
You shouldn't
do it at all, but, like, this guy is saying that, like, every single week you should be doing something.
Sounds like this dude's single.
No, he's married.
Horribly.
Touche. But he's saying like every single week that you should be showing up with not necessarily like flowers, but you should do a date night every week. And I mean, a date night's nice. If you want to go out and spend fucking $70 on a dinner, cool. Awesome. I guess that's awesome. But I wouldn't want to. Like,
yeah,
sometimes I just want to lay down and fall asleep trying to watch a movie, telling you I want to watch a movie with you.
I think the biggest thing about our relationship is we're real with each other.
Yeah, we don't have any obligations. Like, you're not obligated to, here, let me write this little note and make your lunch every single Tuesday or sometime throughout the week.
Yeah, but I think it's also
like
one of those
if
things,
it happens,
too. Like,
it happens.
If I piss you off, like, it's just straight
up. If you man.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, if I do something dumb, you're just like, you're a fucking idiot. And, like, it's vice versa. Like, if I think you do something stupid, I call you an idiot, call you a moron,
yeah,
whatever.
I think you're way nicer than I am about it, though.
Oh, I'm way nicer than you when it comes to it.
Because I'm like, nah, you stupid.
Like, you don't even let me explain myself, like, what happened. You're like, nope, don't care. You dumb.
You stupid. But yeah, anywho, here we go again. Anywho, it just keeps coming back out of my mouth. But about masculinity, just do it.
No, that's okay. Cool. Just keep going.
Okay, so being a gentleman, masculinity, date nights, blah, 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 blah. Not everybody has time for that.
Yeah,
we don't have time for that. Like, seriously, dogs.
Yay for being off nights and I'm back to days. So we somewhat have time for each other again.
Yeah, but I mean, think about when I'm working. Like, there's times that I only see you for like a half hour.
Well, it's like right now. Like, I'm only going to see you pretty much today.
Yeah, and then it's like, I don't.
Other than with all the shit we got going on this week, I won't see you again until Wednesday night.
Yeah, so like that's the thing is that, or I'm still sleeping when you're leaving, and then I'm leaving when you're coming home, or I'm not even coming home until you're already in bed. Like, there's so many things, but there was a study saying that people that work nights have a higher divorce rate, and we were talking about that at dinner because.
I think if you just work nights, you just have a higher overall rate of everything. So you have like a higher rate of higher risk of heart attack. You have a higher rate of death. You have a higher rate of obesity. You have the higher rate of anxiety. Just saying.
Well, I'm just saying that they say people that work nights have a higher divorce rate, and I would believe it because, I mean, I don't know how we do it sometimes.
I don't know.
Like when we would, some days we wouldn't even see each other, or sometimes we wouldn't even see each other for 4 days.
Yeah.
Maybe and some, and it's like, well,
yeah, so sometimes more I than that, depending on how the schedule's rolling.
Like,
yeah.
I just, I guess we understand that, like, life happens and you got to do what you got to do.
I mean, there are sometimes you bring each other Chick-fil-A at work and stuff. Hi, here's some Chick-fil-A. Love you. Bye.
Well, yeah, there's been plenty of times that, like, I'm finishing up a photo session and I'm by your work and you so happen to be having a break and maybe I have to sit there for like 30 minutes in the parking lot, but then you could come out for like 20 minutes and be like, hey, it happens less now that we're so far away. Cause sometimes I'm like, I don't want to get home at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Like I'm tired. Like, I'm ready to go to bed.
I love you, but sleep is more important.
Yeah. But that's the thing is like, even if we don't, it's not the end of the world.
No, it's not.
Like, it sucks.
It does suck.
But you deal with it and you're like, okay, well, I'll just see you or I'll talk to you. I mean, especially nowadays, it makes it nice that you have the option to do. Like, I can text you. I can call you. I can FaceTime you. I can send you pictures. Like, that option's nice because it still feels like you're connected in some way.
It's always the most random pictures, too.
Sorry.
Like, some of the stuff you send me is the most random shit.
I don't know. I feel like I black out and just send things.
You should probably go to a doctor because you say that a lot. You're like, you black out doing shit.
No, I know I do it. I just don't remember what I send.
Yeah, like I say, you should probably go to a doctor.
No.
Just saying.
No, I'm fine.
You sure about that?
It's a joke between Amber and I that we just black out. Like when you're taking pictures, sometimes you just black out and then all of a sudden you're like, you're back. You're there.
You get a lot of pictures of storms. Storms, I did send you that little. Dogs. I did send you that gift, a little ass running around with skill friends.
Yeah, I was like, "What is this? What are you doing?"
Looking at little asses running around with skill friends.
But I think a lot. I mean, nowadays, especially, you can keep the dating life alive a little bit through your phone. I'm not saying that like you're dating through your phone, but like you still get that connection, even though you're apart. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I would agree.
Focus. Help. Discuss.
What are we talking about?
I'm gonna give. Oh, dear God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay, just keep clapping. Just keep going. But they were also in this podcast. He was saying that in the first 3 months, that's like the you. And I don't think that's true.
The what?
That's you. Like in the first 3 months of
bullshit.
Dating someone,
no.
That's
no.
You. I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
So
hell no.
your real personality starts coming out the minute you get in a fight.
No.
In the first 3 months, ain't nobody really fighting.
I think in the first three months, that is the fakest fucking version of yourself.
I mean, I think it's a hyped up version of yourself. I wouldn't say it's fake. It's just hyped up.
I'm just
up.
Saying, like, it's not you.
No, it's not your true self.
No.
Because,
like,
your true
colors
come.
You're doing everything in your power to land that fish.
What did you say earlier?
Who? Woo?
Nope. Neither of those are right. I don't remember. I forget.
Yeah.
I don't know real words in the first place. So when fake ones come out, I just remember the real ones.
But I'm saying though, like you're doing everything in your power to like land that fish. Like
yeah,
you're
being
the most suave version of yourself, the most kind.
Opening doors.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you don't. I just said opening doors.
But like you're doing everything.
You're making food for people when you're making food for yourself.
Yeah, shit ends when you get married. That's one of those ones that just stops when you get married. Like, you're doing everything in your power to, like, wow this person. Woo.
Woo. It was
whoa.
Wow and
it was whoa.
Woo.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Woo.
But like, you're doing everything in your power to be like, this is, like, look how glorious and awesome I am. Like you said, you're like a peacock shaking your tail feathers. Like, look at my, Look at my arrangement. Look at my colors. It's so much better than that guy's. And then, like, as time progresses, like, the closer that fish gets to land.
You get in a fight, and then your true colors come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, like, even then, like, you just, like, a time progresses. Yeah. Like, you kind of slowly regress into your true form.
You come.
And it's like, if they're still there, it's like, well, fuck, they're still here. You want to get married?
What?
Like, you want a ring? You want to sign a piece of paper, make this shit official?
All I can think of is my dad. Like, I don't know why, because I could just think of my dad being like in his underwear on the couch, being like, you want to get married to my to my mom? Those were the days. Obligations.
It still is that day. Like, what? Why does everyone feel like they have to go through like these huge, fancy, elaborate engagements? Why do people have to feel like they have to go through these huge, fancy, elaborate weddings?
For like, social media.
Quote unquote, married in your parents' driveway. We threw a reception. We threw a party.
We got really married in our kitchen.
We really got married 2 months later in our kitchen.
Our beat down kitchen.
Yeah.
Signed in front of our marriage license, basically high fived and went and had dinner.
Then we went to fucking keep.
Garamoni's.
I almost said Garamos.
Garamos.
Garamos sounds way better than Garamoni's. Like, why does shit have to be this, like, this elaborate thing?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. Maybe someone could
shoot weddings. It's awesome. Like, it's a lot of fun. But at the same time, it's like you're going through so much song and dance for what?
I don't know.
Even though, statistically speaking, the people that spend more, like, was it like, I can't remember how much money it was, but there's like a certain value.
The more
value,
money you spend, the more likely you are to get divorced. Yeah. So people that are spending like $40,000, $50,000 on a wedding, their divorce rates are like 98%.
Higher.
No, like 98%, you're going to get divorced.
Brian and Angie aren't divorced yet. They spent like fucking $50,000 on their wedding.
Who knows? It's just, I don't know.
That's because my brother is just, that's just my brother.
Ain't nobody else going to marry him. So.
Yeah.
Truth.
He's lucky he got a kid.
He's lucky he got a wife still.
Thank you, Angie. Thank you, Taken. Thanks for taking one for the team.
Yeah,
love
Angie.
You.
You're really greatest, taking one for the team.
Greatest sister-in-law ever.
Okay.
Really, she is. She's awesome.
But he also said in this podcast that men should be men. Men should be the provider. Men should fix things. Men should blah, 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 blah.
And have tacos every Tuesday.
Okay. Tacos on Tuesday is fine, but the rest is bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say that men have to be the provider. Women can make more money than men.
Dude, I was laughing. I saw this meme the other day, and it was like, if your wife was the sole bread maker. Wow, I'm struggling.
Women, you supposed to keep that bread.
Keep that bread. Keep it. You keep that shit fresh. Like, if your wife
was
the sole.
That's so fucking, like, that's sexist. It's definitely, like, a sexist thing that just came out of your mouth. You
what?
Bread keeper.
No, like,
if you keep it fresh. Okay, anywho, move on for the, we don't need to talk about the bread.
Jesus Christ. But like, if your wife is going to be the sole bread maker of the household, would you stay at home? Fuck yeah. I wear a French maid outfit and everything. Well, I'd be fucking like, I'd be up dusting the top of the TV and like, wait for you to walk in the door and like, bend over and be like, hi, honey.
I don't want to see your bow. I want to see your bow.
I'll stay home. Fuck it, all day long I'll stay at home.
This is what Kevin would expect of me if I were staying home all the time.
What the fuck is that?
If I would, no, don't. Axel, can you fix that, please?
There's no way in hell I would expect you to fucking
be in a French
maid. No, fuck that. No.
Kevin just made up his own little fantasy of him being the same.
No, because that's what the meme was. It was like some dude like standing there in a French maid outfit, like dusting the TV and like vacuuming at the same time. Like meeting, like, fuck yeah, I'll be a stay at home dad. I'll do it.
Well, I'm just saying, men don't have to be the providers.
No.
naturally they are providers, but they don't have to be the sole provider.
Which I think is funny because you look at like lions, lionesses are the hunters.
Really, Axel?
Fuck, he's smart. But like the male lion just kind of like sits on his like fat ass. And then the females go out and do all the hunting.
Yeah.
So, yes, males don't have to be the providers.
Males don't have to be the providers. Women can make more money. Men can stay at home. Men can stay home and raise the kids if the lady wants to work. I mean, who's to tell you what...
I'm down for that.
What works for you.
I'll do that.
I'm going to be the stay-at-home dad. Dad. Stay-at-home dog dad.
Have one of those, like, fake teats and means of fucker.
Oh, my God. No. Nope. Nope. So.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything but a man teat now. Remember the cat, though? Oh, God. Okay. We're going off in a weird area here.
Usually happens.
Yeah, but like we were talking about earlier. Shut up. Ooh. So we were talking about earlier. Axel, can you quit licking yourself? Made me fall out of the chair.
That would've
been fun. Oh, tits. I lost my sticky note. Damn it.
I don't know where you're even going with that.
Okay. Well.
Taco Tuesday.
Men being with a provider, we already went past that, but men having to be men. So, I'm a lady. I clean the house. I cook the dinner. I do the laundry. I do all this stuff.
Except for my laundry.
But, you got to mow the lawn. You got to do all the other stuff. You got to do the man's man stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I taught you how to do the brakes on your Subaru.
Yeah.
You mow the lawn.
I fix sprinklers. I do whatever. But I don't think that...
Because you break the sprinklers?
No. I have broken them, but I have also fixed ones that were just messed up.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it should be a man's job.
No.
Like, it shouldn't have to be a man's job. Like, you shouldn't have to mow the lawn.
You helped us do work on the old house.
I freaking busted out 2,500 square feet of lawn.
You fucking mobbed a
tiller.
Thank you.
I remember the word. But I don't think that, like... I
mean, it was twice your weight, size, but you mobbed it.
Yeah, but if I want you to install sprinklers for me, I shouldn't expect just you to do it because I want that. I'm capable. I have two hands. I got two legs. I can help.
Yeah, like a leg and a half.
I got a leg and a half. No, I have two full legs. They're just chicken legs.
Yeah.
But I can do things.
Yeah.
I just don't like that, especially nowadays, though, like, I'm so distracted by Alice. Wow. Women think, or woman, as that one girl says on Instagram that I hate.
It's not women. It's woman.
You woman. Us woman.
You woman out there.
Especially, like, feminists, you don't want a man to be, like, the man, but also you don't want to do the shit men have to do.
Is that why dad bods are back in style?
It's because of feminists?
No, it's because, like, you don't have to be a man's man anymore. You don't have to be, like, this clean-cut, ripped, like, peak of physical performance.
Fizzinal. What is fizzinal?
I don't know. We're sitting and roll with it.
Sounds like a good word.
But, like, women like dad bods now. My body style's in. Dad bod's ho.
Kevin's winning over here because he's got the dad bod already.
I do, man.
But I'm just saying. If we want something done at the house, then we should get that shit done. If we don't want to get that shit done, then pay somebody.
Like we usually do.
We get shit done and we get it done faster than done.
Yeah, it was like when we did I still laugh tearing down that chimney in our old house.
I wasn't there for that because I was at work.
It was just so funny. We were getting the roof done at the same time, and your dad was like, hey, can we like put this in the dumpster? And they're like, oh, yeah, cool, yeah. this will take a long time. And like, those motherfuckers want me to finish their goddamn breakfast burritos. And like, your dad, like, your dad and I are hitting it. And your dad's like, fuck it. Whack, whack. And like, 4 feet of chimney comes rolling off the roof and like lands in the dumpster. And then we jump downstairs in the garage. And like, 3 whacks later, have the whole fucking chimney down. Those guys were just standing there like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but look at our grass. We busted that out, and everybody's like, you guys are done. Like, granted, we did have a lot of help.
Yeah.
But that don't matter. We were determined to get that shit done, yeah. And we got her done. We got her done and some.
Literally and
like,
some.
Like, our neighbor was like, holy shit, now what just forced. Happened? We have part of a forest. We need a tractor.
It's a forest.
Did you get your tractor? Remember last podcast you'd have it?
Nope.
You said you'd have a tractor by Tuesday. You
sure
get your tractor?
Nope.
I mean, you still have a couple days. So.
I still got a couple days. I'm getting there.
I'm going to come back from being gone, and then there's just going to be a tractor. I'm like, what?
First, Nate and I like to joke around that I'm going to roll it. So you're going to come back from being gone, and there's going to be a tractor upside down in the South 40.
Oh, God.
I'll still be underneath it. I'll have my last will and testament scratched into the hood.
No, don't scratch it. I got to sell that baby. Unless you stole it, then I ain't sold nothing. Just
like, well, I don't give a shit about your last will and testament. Don't scratch my little tractor.
Don't scratch the tractor, man. Got respect for that thing. I couldn't help it.
Wow.
Okay. We get
that is what makes our relationship great.
It's all a joke.
No. Our relationship is not a joke.
Kevin just got real serious.
I take offense to that.
Me too. Let me get a drink. Do you hear it?
No.
Oh, damn it. I wish you could hear.
No. Yeah. What was that? What? Yeah.
Don't you mute me. I'll unplug your ass.
Like,
I'm right here.
I'm like the power of God.
No, don't mute me. Nope.
Mute you.
Nope. That's rude. That's really rude.
You said our relationship was a joke.
I mean, we laugh a lot.
We do laugh a lot.
We just don't take a whole lot seriously.
We don't really take a lot. Yeah, we do not take. Like, we are the type of people that we go to a funeral and we're laughing.
Not because, like, the person's dead.
No.
It's just, like,
we find humor in everything.
We're the glass half full type of people versus the glass half empty type of people.
Yeah, I think the problem is, like, what's our glass? Like, people look around us like, their glass is half full. Yeah, half full of what?
Alcohol. Water. I only drink water, guys. Right here. See?
I guess there is water. And margarita.
Water. I had margaritas earlier at dinner, okay?
I think water only.
But yeah, Kevin's got me so distracted right now. It's not going well. Not a man's man stuff.
Taco flavor kisses.
Stop it with that. I don't like that.
My name is Jennifer Lopez. You like my taco flavor kisses?
Wow.
Ben Affleck. If anybody's ever seen that South Park episode, they will understand.
Okay. We're moving on from this. This is the second time she come up this evening. We don't want to talk about her no more. But yeah, don't take relationships so seriously. Like, yeah, they're serious, but they ain't that serious. Like, you're just two people learning how to live together and not kill each other.
You're two people learning how to replace the toilet paper.
Well, when you leave me empty with no toilet paper, you ain't getting none back.
Yeah, vice versa.
So the next time that comes around, ain't no toilet paper for you.
Like, there's just, yeah, I'll agree. You're just people learning how to live with each other, not kill each other.
You just can't be mad at the stupidest stuff.
Which you're mad at the stupid stuff a lot.
What?
Not refilling toilet paper.
No, I don't get mad. I was like, all right, you ain't gonna refill it next time. I'm going to leave you with empty toilet paper. And when you poop in, you're like, oh, where's my toilet paper? And then he's got to reach across and get it out of the drawer. It's still in the bathroom. It's not like you don't get no pooper taper.
Pooper taper.
I don't know what that was supposed to be.
Do you smell burnt toast?
I don't know what that was supposed to be. I don't smell burnt toast, but I don't know what that was supposed to be.
Pooper taper.
Oh, God.
Wow. Raise your hands above your head. Smile.
I'm already smiling. I'm laughing, all right?
You got a mic in front of your face. I can't tell.
Can you see it now? No. How about now?
Nope.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, hey, like, do you tape your pooper?
No, I do not put tape on my pooper.
I mean, pooper taper.
And no,
is it like one of those? Like,
there's no tapered pooping either. I don't know where this is going. Where is this going?
Anyways, nowhere. Flavor kisses.
No, stop bringing her up.
Big gulps?
No. So, yeah. Laugh about the little things.
Laugh about everything.
Sometimes, like,
everything.
Just go do your thing. If you want to go lay, I lay in one room a lot. Kevin lays in another room. We watch two different things, and, like, then we go to bed.
Then I get text messages, come lay with me.
Not all the time. Don't act like that happens all the time. That doesn't happen all the time.
A good majority of the time.
No, it doesn't. You're so dramatic. God. Everybody needs to know Kevin's dramatic.
She thinks I'm dramatic because she's afraid to admit.
I'm not. I did that to you one time last week, and that's because I, like, hadn't really got to see you. I haven't been sleeping with you because you on nights. So I sleep by myself with two dogs, and then boom. I just want you to come lay with me.
In case you haven't wondered, Corey gets quite, like, ghetto gangster. She's trying to be when, serious.
When I'm hyped up, it's the only way that I can be serious. Like,
my fucking pooper taper.
Pooper taper. If I don't know what this is, I want to figure it out.
I don't know. I just think you just laugh about everything. You and I have laughed about some of the stupidest shit sometimes.
Moo?
Moo. I think that takes the cake. Moo.
Takes the cake?
Yeah.
Where are we taking the cake to?
Takes the cake is being like the one thing, like the stupidest thing.
But it comes up all the time out. And it's just as funny when it comes back up.
Yeah.
It's not funny right now.
Yeah.
But it'll be funny the next time we're in the truck, road tripping, and then someone randomly goes, moo. And then it just goes on a freaking tangent. We've had Instagram lives over this on, is it moo? Or is it moo?
And I'm definitely lost.
Yep, Kevin laughed. Lost.
I think my shit's wearing times. Off on you.
I know. What the hell? I was doing good.
I'm going to ask Google.
Now I'm about moo?
Yeah.
You should ask about taper pooper.
I know. That's one of those things I do not want to
do. Do not want it. It's like, and I'm not going to say it. I'd just be silent for that portion of things.
Weird. Is it Moo or Moo? Doja Cat Moo. What the fuck is Doja Cat?
I don't know. But yeah, I think a successful relationship is built on being friends before being in a relationship. Like, to be completely honest, because if you're friends, like, you go through some stuff. You hear some stuff from that person. And then if you start dating, like, you're like, all right, well.
Yeah. The only moo I can find is this.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I know this. I don't know why. We would go for walkies. Oh, run, Maggie. I need to show you this video.
Moo?
No, I'm going to write Maggie down so I remember because I forgot to show you.
Yeah, it's going to be like one of those things, Maggie, where you're like, be stuff. Well, what?
Yeah, I wrote down stuff? A sticky note one day. Be, like, bees, bzz, bees, stuff.
Yeah, and then you're going to see that and you'll be like, Maggie.
I'll put like, run,
my
Maggie.
My cat when I was a little kid, because his name was Maggie.
Run, Maggie, run.
It was Maggie and Tigger, my two cats.
Ours was Shadow, and he was black.
Yeah, both of mine are black.
And Sammy would chase him and hump him all the time.
Both of them are black and white. They were like Sylvester kitties. One was Maggie, one was Tigger.
I didn't ever think you'd have cats.
Yeah, two when I was a kid.
Hmm. Anywho.
Shit, you didn't. The more you know.
We're going to do a little break real quick. We've got to do our little break. And then we'll come back. So Whatever Kevin just did, keep that.
That's the like old PBS thing. The more you know, the little star goes flying across the screen.
Your sound effects were terrible.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
Break.
Hi.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You didn't tell me we're ready.
Oh, we're going.
I got my hair stuck on the mic.
That shit's amazing.
What?
Past tense.
Yeah? Don't you bite my strings now.
Don't put him in his face.
He was already eyeballing him. Look. You missed that. That was great.
So anyways.
Okay.
Relationships.
Yep. That was pretty much it. Just like, don't be fake.
I think it's how we work well together, too, as a husband and wife photography team, though.
Why?
Because we just...
Because I can crack that whip.
Wow. No. Not even close. We just, I don't know. We understand each other.
Yeah, but we know, like, work time is work time. Playtime is playtime. Like, we know the difference.
But
also, like, our relationship isn't for social media. Like, we don't... Like, I'm not like, oh, my God, we need to take this picture to put on social media. Like, or we need to do this for social media. Like, half the time, and you can 100% say for this, I will take a picture of something and never post it.
I love about that. You're like, I got to take a picture of this for Instagram. Never see it.
No. And a lot of the time, it's food. It's generally food. We're like, oh, I got to show this. Because, I mean, we make a lot of meals here. Please don't pick it. No, not right now. Don't. But a lot of the time is like when we make food here and I'm like, oh. But I don't like, the only time I can say I'm like really good with social media and like sharing what we're doing is when we travel.
Yeah.
But that's because like I thoroughly enjoy sharing stuff. So people are like, oh, when I go to San Francisco, I'll go here. Or when I go to Florida, I'll go here.
Don't go to Fisherman's Wharf. Like, go to it, don't
eat.
Yeah,
just certain places don't eat. Basically everywhere, don't eat it. It's gross. At least we didn't like it, but maybe we have great taste buds.
Or lack thereof, who knows?
That too. But yeah, don't do things for social media.
Do you see that?
What?
That's motherfucking lightning.
Where?
You do not just see the whole window light up.
No, Axel, that's why I opened it, because I thought I heard thunder, but...
Keep going. Turn the light off.
Oh, no. I scared of the dark, man. No, undo your cord. I was like, you're going to rip that shit up. Oh. Okay. So many distractions are happening yeah. right now. The lightning. Oh, that's like the lightning the other night when it's up in the clouds. And it's like, it's just not striking the ground. It's just like in the clouds. Or I didn't show it to you.
No.
Okay, I'll show it to you when we're done.
Well, let's get back on subject.
But, yeah, so don't do stuff for social media. Just like do shit for you. Like you don't have to do things to impress other people. Like just do it for yourself. If you want to write a note, write a note. And guess what? Like it's special if just you see it or just I see it or whatever.
I can honestly say there's been times where like I've had a rough week. Or like a rough month, and like you do it a lot. Where like if I wake up, like if I'm working nights or some shit like that, and I wake up, or like there's been a lot of times too where I'm working days, I wake up late, and like as I'm getting ready, you're making my lunch for me, and then like I'll get to work, and it's like halfway through the shift, and I finally get a break, and I get in my lunchbox, and there's a note that's just like I love you, like it makes my day.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure the note I left you on the calendar on the fridge and said I love you. Made your day when you saw it.
Yeah,
and then your response was, "I lost a marker behind the refrigerator." Help!
You missed that. I am squared. You didn't see the squared.
What's that squared?
Yeah. Okay. So that was me saying it back to you.
I know.
So
I fainted.
I was being scientific. Whatever you want to call that. Okay, as being a nerd.
Finally.
Not finally. I am a nerd. It just doesn't always come out.
But anyways.
But yeah.
It was a fun week outside of this subject.
This wasn't fun?
It was.
It was fun.
We went to the melting pot tonight.
Yeah, speaking of, we literally don't eat out anymore.
If we go to dinner, a big change for us.
Yeah, if we go to dinner, like, we just go to dinner. There's no, there's nothing special. It's like, cool, we just want a margarita, or we want tacos, or we want freaking sushi. Or
honestly, I think the biggest thing that you and I, like, I was driving home this morning, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. It's Friday. I'm off. Like, I'm transitioning back into days. Like, I'm going to stay up. And I was like, hell yeah. Let's go get some breakfast. And then I was like, halfway home. And I was like, son of a bitch. It's Sunday.
Yeah, our favorite cafe is only open. Yeah.
But, like, that's like Monday through Saturday. Like, if you and I go out to eat now, it's breakfast.
Like, yeah, but we're kind of old souls. Is how I explain us, I guess.
Why? Well, I feel like hole in the walls.
No, like going to breakfast together is kind of like a date for us. It's awesome. Nothing special. Or it's like, okay, let's go get ice cream. That's like a date for us. Or
I think going to get breakfast is like,
let's just watch a movie. Like, that's there, but there's like no obligations behind it. So it's like, if I fall asleep, cool. You fall asleep, cool. It's fine.
That's why I like going to, like, if we're going to get back, like, kind of touch base back on that date thing again. Like, I think in my mind, fuck dinner.
Yeah.
Like, you want to take some on a date, go to breakfast.
Or take them on, like, a
dinner. Yeah, but, like, when we used to live down south, like, we would have that unicorn Saturday off together.
Yeah.
And the first thing we would do, like, we'd wake up and be like, hi, good morning, blah, blah, love you. Fucking snooze.
Yeah.
Let's go to snooze. And, like, that was, that was, like, our thing.
But I think the best part about breakfast is, like, no one does it. And, like, no one's generally up that early.
I was going to say, I think I like it.
Because that was my favorite part about snooze, is, like, we always went in that tiny little window before their rush.
Yeah.
And it was, like, maybe six or seven families or, like, couples or whatever were sitting down and having breakfast. And that was it.
Like, I was about to say, people might think I'm weird for saying this, but I think breakfast, way more intimate than dinner.
Yeah, because, I mean, you ain't even really awake yet.
Well, I'm not that, but, like, it's just like you said. Like, it's the morning time. Like, unless you're, like, a crazy morning person. Like, everyone's quiet, it's peaceful, it's relaxed. So, like, it allows you to have that conversation with the other person. Like, and you have
or
more...
Or no
of,
conversation.
Yeah,
just
and you have more of
coffee.
That time where, like, it's just an acquired environment. Like, you go out to every single fucking person on the face of the planet goes out to dinner. Yeah. Actually, I should say every single person on the face of the planet. There's some people that don't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, most people, when they go on dates, it's date nights.
Yeah, we do.
Like, nobody does a... Lunch
we do date morning.
Like, nobody does a lunch date unless it's like, oh, we're going to go on a lunch date with some friends.
Yeah.
Or a friend. Like, nobody does a... Everybody does brunch if they're going to do anything that has remotely anything to do with breakfast. But
like, I know you and your mom and grandma and your sister do that every once in a while.
Yeah, but, like, that's just... That's what we like breakfast.
Yeah.
So keep it casual.
Keep it simple.
Don't do what everyone else does. Do what you want to do.
You know what, everyone, like, when you're growing up, and I don't know, actually, I shouldn't say that anymore, but, like, older people like me, like, my generation, growing up in school, like, everything was the KISS method.
The KISS method?
Keep it simple, stupid. Like, do that shit with your relationship. Keep it simple. Shit doesn't need to be complicated.
No.
Like, our relationship is not complicated.
No.
At all.
No.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even, like, I don't even really think we fight anymore.
No.
Like, we literally, we'll just, like, bicker, and my parents laugh at us because, like, we bicker, and we bicker exactly how my parents bicker.
Yeah.
And my parents have been married for, like, almost 40 years, so they just think it's hilarious because they're like, you guys don't even have a stepping stone into, like, how long we've been together, but you do exactly what we do. But that's because, like, I'm not mad.
Yeah, like I said, we keep it simple. You and I both don't like complicated. We're not complicated people.
No.
We're very simple
people. We're very forward people. We're very,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
This is how it is. You don't like it. fuck you.
Like, you are just like your dad, and I am just like my mother.
Which my mother, or my mother, your mother and my father are very similar.
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, their personalities are very just, similar.
If what I say offends you.
Suck it.
Too bad, pussy.
Yeah, too bad. Man,
it's kind of how it really is. It's like, if they say something that offends you, it's like, I don't give a shit.
Well, it kind of dabbles into, like,
grow a pair of balls.
I think why we, like, our last podcast, was it? Where we talked about, like, knowing who you are.
Yeah.
I think we get that, like, a lot of that stems from your mom and my dad.
Yeah.
Because my dad was always like, A, you like me, B, don't, C, go fuck yourself. Like, that's how it was.
Yeah. I'll agree with that, because my mom was very, very stern in believing, standing up for whatever you believe in, whether you're right or wrong.
But, yeah, and you do you.
But if you were wrong, you admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
But always stand up for who you are and what you believe in. And don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
And if you need to be like, I'm sorry, I was being stupid, then be like, I'm sorry, I was being stupid. It's no big deal. But just have the balls to be like, this is what I believe in, or I'm sorry, I was wrong.
I think the biggest thing was just having the balls to, I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
Yeah, same, I am.
It's actually Popeye.
I know, but it just...
Looking easy there, Dr. Seuss.
Just melted right together. So, yeah, we'll come off this subject and talk about our week a little bit.
I worked 5 days this week.
Kevin worked 5 days this week.
I got a big-ass bruise on my leg because I dropped a piece of equipment on myself.
I had an awesome studio session the other day with...
Little Miss Braggers.
Yep, Miss Sam. It was her second session, and she was very nervous about it, but in the end, the outcome was fantastic. I haven't even finished all the photos. She just has a few, but she loves them.
It was your birthday this week.
It was my birthday this week.
My mom's birthday this week.
It's my your mom's birthday. I was like, my mom.
Your
not my
sister's
mom, your mom.
Birthday today.
It's everybody's birthday for like the next week and a half. It's everybody has a birthday. We don't even know all
everybody.
Who, but everybody has a birthday.
Everybody has a birthday this week.
So, yeah. And we had a little visitor. And I don't like the little visitor that came.
Oh, the snick?
Yeah.
The danger noodle?
I was the danger noodle. So, I was sitting in the office, minding my own, working on some stuff. Kevin and I had left for work. And we've been getting a lot of frogs in our window wells, so I've been rescuing them because I'm a nice human. And I hear this noise behind me, and I think it's a frog that fell in the window well. No, I heard this like a frog fell in the window well. So I look behind me, and I can't see nothing, so I start walking over to the window. Ain't no fucking frog.
It's a 4-foot bull snake.
It's 4-foot snake, and that asshole is just like, who are you? Why are you looking at me? I don't know why I'm looking at you. I don't know why we're looking at each other.
You're just
but
eyeing you down.
I was ready to go get a hotel.
She was too. It was hilarious. Like, she calls me, and I think I was sitting at work.
Yeah, and I think you had just gotten to work.
Fucking, I was laughing so hard because it's just a snake. Like, I've had snakes growing up. I had pet snakes growing up. Like, I had lizards, I had iguanas, I had geckos, I had all sorts of shit. Like, snakes don't bother me whatsoever.
But if they're a freaking spider, Kevin can't kill it. So
yeah, I don't mind snakes because I can see the motherfucker that's about to kill me. I don't like
you said
spiders.
They're not dangerous.
Well, most of them aren't.
Oh God. Okay.
But, like, I don't like spiders because, like, you could be laying comfortably in bed, sound asleep, and all of a sudden, little fucking prick the size of a nickel bites you in your big toe, and you wake up, and you ain't got no left foot.
And you ain't got no left foot.
And you
no
have
mo.
No idea what happened.
No mo.
Like, I don't know. I don't do it. Like, okay. I like,
Kevin
like
doesn't
I said,
do
I like
spiders.
Big spiders. I like tarantulas and shit because I can see it kill me.
Kevin doesn't do spiders. Corey don't do snakes. So, anyways, this little asshole falls in the window well, and he's staring at me. And I ain't having it.
Eyeing you down.
I ain't having it. I don't like it. I don't like the way they slither. I just don't like them. So I call Kevin. I'm freaking out. My skin is just crawling. Anything that touches me freaks me the fuck out.
Her fucking shirt would touch her in the back. Like she was FaceTiming me and her shirt would touch her. And she'd be like, yipe, I'm out.
Yipe. It was just not for me.
Oh, so funny.
And so funny. Hi, Rivers. And so, yeah, I'm freaking out. I don't like it. I just pack up all my shit, come upstairs, and go sit in the bed because I can't handle it.
Tells me I got to evict the snake in the morning. So I get home in the morning, like I grab some of my work gloves, and like I grab my little like weeder tool so I can like help hold down its neck. I was like, yeah, it's a bull snake. It's not poisonous, but I've been bit by non-poisonous snakes. It still fucking hurts. So like I go over to the window and I look down in there and I'm like, he gone. He's yeah, no, not Kevin, there anymore.
I heard Kevin get home. Because the dogs freak out. And then he was out there for a while. So I assume this shit was handled. He comes inside. He's like, the snake's not in there. I was like, what you mean the snake's not in there? He said, the snake's not in there. So the snake has to be in there. He couldn't have gotten out. He's like, well, he ain't in there. I'm like, okay, well. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, this dude has to be in here. So I go to take the dogs out. And sure shit, we have these little window well drain things. And his little ass went down in the window well drain. And he was just... whatever he was doing, I don't know where they go. I don't know what they look like. He's down there. He's just peeking his little head out as it gets warmer. So Kevin's sleeping. He's on nights. So I go, he comes out. So I go get our Bona mop and I take it out and I go down and I put it over the hole.
Plug
so
the
he,
hole.
He can't get back in there. Cause I'm like, this asshole can't get back in here. So then Kevin wakes up and I mean, I helped evict him. I wouldn't touch him, and I didn't want him anywhere near me, but I did help evict him. And Kevin's making fun of me the entire time because he, like, starts slithering towards me. And I'm like, nah, fuck this. I'm running. Kevin's like, stop running. Give me the tool. Stop running.
Yeah, get back over here.
And then
he gets
under the fence, and we finally get him. And Kevin takes him back to the cornfield and releases him. Just because I didn't want him near the cornfield. But
I figured the cornfield would be a good spot for him. No. Your little kangaroo mouse. Like your little kangaroo mouse friend you rescued from the window well right now. Probably dead.
Probably. Hey, you served a purpose. More than dying in the window well. Yeah. Hate to say it, but you served a purpose.
You fed Steve.
Steve the danger noodle?
Yep.
Okay.
Danger noodle Steve.
Well, anywho. The danger noodle is gone.
Call him Danger Noodle Dan.
There was so much on Facebook about they're good. And I understand they're good.
Okay. While we're on this subject, I want to end something right here, right now. Bull snakes are good. They eat mice, shit like that. Common misconception of bull snakes.
Or they, old wives' tale.
Or old wives' tale. They do not eat rattlesnakes.
Or keep them away.
Yeah. Like... they actually burrow and nest together. They're really, really good friends.
And that's why they mimic rattlesnake look. They don't look exactly the same, but they're patterns.
They can even actually mimic the sound of a rattlesnake. It's not quite exact as a rattlesnake, but they mimic it. I just want to end that right now because while you're on the subject of
Facebook,
of social media and posting this on there, everyone's like, oh, they're good. They eat rattlesnakes. No, they don't.
Well, a lot of people are like, they keep the mice away. And I'm like, yeah, they keep the mice away. But I got this little field cat thing. I don't know where the hell it's from. But they were out there catching mice for me the other night. So, you know what? I got cats.
And we got the owls.
I got owls. I got cats. I don't need no snake in my yard. Because, A, he's either going to scare the shit out of me and we don't need that. Or, B, he's going to get cut up by the lawnmower. So
I mean, you don't need that. I think it's pretty funny.
Huh?
What?
What?
Going?
I don't know what Kevin's doing, but
I said you don't need that, but I need that. It would be pretty funny.
No.
To watch you get scared shitless by a snake again.
Nope.
Especially when he crawls out the toilet.
No. Stop. I have to go to bed soon. Stop. I had a dream about snakes last night, and I got bit, and it was just, nah.
Water moccasin, of all fucking snakes.
Water moccasin, and it was like
a snake that like doesn't even exist in Colorado.
It was intentionally trying to get me and like completely skipped my sister and attacked me. How this works, no idea. But anywho, snakes, they don't belong by my house. They can be around the perimeter of my lot, but they're nowhere near the house. They don't need to be there. I don't want to mess with them with the dogs. Dogs don't need to be messing with them. Dogs don't need to be bit. I don't need to be bit. they can live elsewhere. So all you snake lovers and all you people that say they're good, but they're not good for this specific area.
It's fine. It's just a constrictor. It was a rat. It was a rattle rattler. No, not happening. Like I would chop. I would chop the motherfucker's head off.
I don't care if it's constrictor or not. I do not want them. I don't want them. Okay, I don't want the dogs to mess with. Because I told you that snake tried to go up the Bonamop.
Yeah.
Atlas noticed him and was ready to mess him up.
Good boy.
No. Because if that's a rattlesnake.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like, I'm sure some people are like, oh, you said you chopped that off a rattlesnake, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I have two dogs. Like, we don't have kids. We have, like, I was having this conversation with Aaron and Chris earlier today at work because they're talking about shit they do for their kids, blah, blah, blah. And I was talking about how, like, our dogs get the backseat of my truck and, like, we bought them a special bed for the backseat of the truck and it was back there for a little bit and they're just kind of, like, laughing at me and I'm like, y'all motherfuckers have kids. We don't have kids. We have dogs. Our dogs are our kids.
But even if we did have kids, our dogs would still get treated the way they treat. Yeah. They are treated because...
No doubt.
They're special.
We love dogs.
They're special. They love us no matter what. Even if we scream at them for doing something two seconds before that, they still love us.
So every time I yell at Atlas, he comes crawling up to me like, my bad, man, my bad.
Like when I got home and I was yelling at him and he's like cowering. He's like, I know I did you wrong.
I know I ate the table again.
I did you wrong. I'm so sorry. But he loves me. I still love him. I just mad, but he loves me no matter what.
Loves me more.
No.
Yeah.
No. But yeah.
Anyways.
Anywho, that's...
Ways.
Anyways, I'll try to stop saying anywho. Kevin's crazy about it, I guess. I don't know. But that's all we've really got, I think, for this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That was our topic. We were trying to stick to, like, a topic this time. See how it goes.
Like we've said before, if you're listening to it, subscribe.
Yeah, you can rate on Instagram or review. So if you rate us, it just gives us stars. Mm-hmm. If you review, then obviously people can read it. But that's how, if you subscribe, rate, or review, those are the ways that we get seen more on Instagram, iTunes.
Yeah, so you started that thing with Instagram. I was like, isn't that on iTunes?
Sorry. On iTunes. And then, yeah, find us on Instagram. Kevin? You focusing?
Oh, yeah, I accidentally like canceled the recording too soon. So my bad. Yeah. If you like us, if you enjoy listening to it, what we do, what we talk about, and you want to hear something, and you have an idea of what you want to hear, go find us on Instagram at the G's Rural Life.
And yeah, I'm trying to get better about doing Instagram better. So you'll hopefully see more of our stuff. But
hopefully you'll see more of our stuff.
Hopefully.
I don't social media, so I can't do it. So.
I mean, Kevin does social media. He Instagrams, but he don't Facebook.
Ish.
So I got the Facebook corner down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Have a great week, everybody.